Here is a bright spot in what's been, I think you'll agree, pretty ordinary year so far. Migaloo, the white humpback whale, reportedly been spotted off the south coast of New South Wales, and scientists say the arrival of Migaloo provides invaluable information about the extraordinary lives of humpbacks. David Sparks has more.
It's whale watching season along Australia's east coast, and all eyes are hoping for a glimpse of Migaloo, the rare white humpback.
When Trish and I encountered him for the last time in Harvey Bay in 1998, he was singing and we recorded his song, and he's quite a remarkable singer, I might add.
Husband and wife team Wally and Trish Franklin from the Oceania Project and Southern Cross University have been studying humpbacks for 30 years.
As far as we know, he is still the only all-white humpback whale in the Eastern Australian group, which this year will number about 40,000 whales. Now, that makes him incredibly unique.
Already this season, there's been one possible sighting of Migaloo off the New South Wales south coast.
It's the best news I've had so far in this very strange year. This timing is probably early for him. We normally expect him in early to mid-July, and he generally turns up on the north coast of New South Wales off Cape Byron or off the Gold Coast. So I'm looking forward to learning more about the sighting. And, of course, if it is him, we'll see him as he moves up the coast past Cape Byron, up past the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, and then up into the reef and eventually past Harvey Bay.
Migaloo is thought to be more than 30 years old. Because his colouring makes him so easy to identify, over the years, sightings have provided valuable information about the patterns of the northerly migration of humpback whales. But apart from scientific research, Migaloo also has the ability to make humans feel good about the natural world. Dr. Vanessa Perotta is a marine scientist at Macquarie University.
Well, I think the thing is, Migaloo is this iconic flagship whale of the entire humpback whale population in Australia. And so people generally know about Migaloo the white whale, but having heard about this white whale over years and consecutive years is something that we can annually go, oh, yeah, I wonder what Migaloo's doing this year. So it provides us with an identity whale. This is what's great in terms of bringing awareness to an average person who wouldn't necessarily care about a whale, but really will have this animal to go, oh, there's Migaloo and he lives in the ocean, we should probably care about it. He is essentially providing that flagship representation for the rest of the whale world.
That's Migaloo, recorded by Mark Franklin of the Oceania Project, and before that, Dr. Vanessa Perotta from Macquarie University, and David Sparks reporting there.